Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, July 11th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're sitting here together today. We both prepared today's message, but I'm going to let Brooksine do the reading because I'm still fighting a cold. Nothing like a summer cold. It seems hard to shake, and I'm afraid I'll be coughing through the message, and I know how annoying that is. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We want to encourage you today with a message titled, Beautiful Feet.
How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, Your God reigns. Isaiah 52:7. Well, I continue to recover from my broken ankle, and I have just 4 more days before I begin to walk on it again. I don't need to say it, but I will. I am very excited. My temporary season of immobility has given me both an appreciation for an important joint that I have definitely taken for granted all of my life, and I have a greater sensitivity to the world of the disabled as a result. Several years ago, there was an interesting TV commercial that ran during the World Series. While the song, You Are So Beautiful to Me, played in the background, there were scenes of different athletes demonstrating the injuries they sustained that are common to their sport. It began with the cauliflower ear of a wrestler and also featured a grin from a hockey player whose front tooth is missing. It was a clever advertisement for Nike athletic shoes. One brief scene in the commercial shows the gnarled and calloused feet of a runner. This brings to mind the daily scripture verse. The Bible says the feet of those who bring good news are beautiful. Now, I don't normally consider the feet a beautiful part of the anatomy, but God's word says that they are. But what does the Lord see as beauty in our feet? I don't believe it's primarily related to physical features as we reckon beauty. I believe God is extolling those who are sent to spread the good news that God reigns. This verse refers first to those who proclaim release to the captives in Babylon. There's little doubt that many held captive by godless authority over a period of years had lost sight of the God of Israel. This passage also foreshadows the announcement of salvation through the coming Messiah. You can read more about this in Romans 10:15, Ephesians 6:15. Our friend Willie Anderson is a street preacher whom we've not met personally, but we often hear from him through our daily encouragement ministry. He shared this with us. I have been preaching in South Dallas, Texas for over 3 years, which some say is the worst part of Dallas, where there is every kind of sinful and criminal activity. Some have asked me to pray for them and their loved ones. Some have ridiculed, cursed, and fussed at me. Others have said, keep preaching. We hear you. And some say, amen. Stephen called Willie this morning and he is staying true to his call. God's messengers will climb the rugged mountain terrains, cross the hot, dry deserts, and stand on street corners of crowded cities to proclaim the message of God's peace to a troubled world. Not only will they use their feet to travel to difficult places, but they'll use their hands to bandage the wounded and their voices to speak the truth in love. I believe God sees beauty in our surrendered devotion and sacrificial service as we fully dedicate our lives to Him. Some feet are doubtlessly calloused, some are arthritic, and still others may be laden with painful bunions. But feet that have been active in bringing good news, proclaiming peace, bringing good tidings, and proclaiming salvation are beautiful in the eyes of God. The heart of the message is, Your God reigns. Today, all over the world, God is calling His children to continue to bring the good news to a world besieged with bad news. Some 2,700 years after Isaiah first heard this word from the Lord, our victorious message has not changed. From the rooftops, we proclaim, Our God reigns. I encourage all of our readers to dedicate their feet to His glorious service. Let's all pray together. Father, Your reign is eternal from everlasting to everlasting. Though millions have heard this truth, there are still so many people groups who have not heard this glorious life-transforming truth. As you call dedicated believers to go to the ends of the earth, you also fit them with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. May they fearlessly make known the mystery of your gospel to all who will listen. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Well, thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the message today. I have indeed been struggling with the cough reflex. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Friday, July 11th. We welcome you to visit our site. We do have some photos on the site today, as well as resources of music. Stay faithful to your call.